I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Ukraine's armed forces now have American-made weapons. Ukrainians report destroying several Russian ammunition depots with sophisticated missile systems. The combat in Ukraine's east rages on, and it leaves lasting effects on Ukraine's youth. Eric Mock with the Slavic Gospel Association tells us,
kids that have walked with their parents down roads while there was gunfire and bombing going on, wondering if they would even get to the next town. Kids that have seen a parent killed, they're in a summer camp. And these pastors are ministering to their heart. They've known only suffering and hardship. And now they're laughing and they're racing and they're hearing about the hope that we have in Christ.
Ask God to provide healing for Ukraine's youngest generation. And in recent years, a global disciples team has started planting churches among the nomadic groups in the Horn of Africa. They developed what they call the Nomads Oral Mission and Discipleship Training, and it uses pictures that show the biblical story unfolding. Galen Burkholder says hundreds of new churches have sprung up. Warfare has a long history among the tribes, but the Christians have begun to act as peacemakers. Now, once hostile tribes gather together for worship.
One of the disciple makers lost a son due to an attack from a neighboring tribe. It took about a year until he was willing to go with his leader to sit with that tribe and to talk with them about what Jesus has done to transform his life.
Read more on this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.